Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
All right, I have stats coming out of the wazoo on this one here.
I like that word, wazoo! Stats up to wazoo!
So many. They're flying out left, right and centre. Polls apart, this is where we like to test the results of surveys that we have found and see if they actually are true. So all you have to do is weigh in on 0429 985 985 with what you think. Today's one, it is all about tattoos.
Okay.
Do you have a tattoo? Such a simple question.
So you're just asking yes or no?
Just yes or no. Yep. And I mean, if you want to get technical, it's up to you. That's predominantly what I'm asking. Do you have a tattoo? Yes or no? But if you want to chuck in there how many you have, sure, why not as well?
I'd like to hear.
You'd like to hear?
I'd like to know what it is. I'd like to see a
picture. No. That's going to be... No,
it's
too much information. Just yes or no. And if you do have some, how many?
Okay, so you're trying to test the stats of how many people in Australia have tattoos.
Yes. The results, I know I always say this, but I don't do them unless I'm shocked by the results.
Okay, so you are shooketh to your core.
I tell you what, I was just shaken when I found out
how many people have.
Stats.
Do you have any tattoos?
I personally don't. No.
Okay, I have got three.
Three?
Yes.
Do you have more than three?
Huh?
You've got more than
three.
No,
I don't. Okay, have a little flowers on my right wrist.
Okay.
Lots of flowers on my left forearm.
I guess it's quite big, so it looks like there's more.
Yeah, and then I have another floral piece on my ankle thing.
No hidden ones?
No hidden ones.
But side of the calf?
Lower calf?
Above ankle, low calf.
Okay.
Ankle? I don't know what that part of your body is.
Ankle calf. There we go.
New word. New low.
A new low? What's a new low?
Text through now. Let us know. 0429 985 985. Do you have a tattoo? Some really interesting statistics that I can throw out left, right, and centre. In fact, I'll give you some of them now. Okay. So the most common tattoo places for a male is on the back and the bicep.
Yeah, bicep. I would have thought like the whole, like, you know, the sleeve, half sleeves.
Oh, yes.
Of the, like, top part of the arm.
I guess that kind of goes around your bicep as well.
Yeah.
So I guess that's in there. For the females, you want to have a guess?
No.
I was surprised. Neck.
Really?
Oh, maybe the back of the neck?
Back of the neck. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
Because
yeah, I'm like,
so.
There's no way. Anyway.
I don't see a lot of girls walking around with neck tattoos.
Yeah, exactly. So the top ones for a female are neck, bicep, rib cage.
Oh, yeah, those rib cage ones.
Yes. And feet.
That hurts. Rib cage and feet hurt to get tattooed.
You guys are tough.
Yeah,
what
women
can I
are
say?
Tougher than men. That's what I'm hearing.
Anyway, get texting. Yes or no? Do you have a tattoo? And if it's a yes, how many tattoos do you have? We'll give you some stats coming up very shortly.
Today we're figuring out how many people have tattoos. What percentage of our listeners have tattoos?
Yeah, a lot of texts coming through, but keep them coming on 0429 985 985. Simply say yes or no. And if you do have tattoos, how many do you have? Now, like I said, lots of stats on this one here. I'm going to give you some of them that obviously are not going to tell you the results because we'll do all the results up next, both the text line and what Australia has. But did you know 72% of tattooed Australians say their most recent tattoo was a picture or a symbol?
But isn't everything a symbol?
Or it could
or
be
a picture?
Oh, I guess it's not words. It's more of a symbol. So like it might be a musical note.
Yeah.
But it's not like a phrase saying like, I love my wife, you know?
Yeah.
Bit
well, I wouldn't get that done.
And thankfully. more than 1 in 4, so that's 27%, say they regret getting their tattoos.
Really?
Yeah, 1 in 4, 27.
That's a high percentage, I would think.
15% have actually looked into removing one of their tattoos.
Well, we met someone the other day who was in the process of getting their tattoos
removed.
That's
right, expensive.
And painful, I hear.
I would imagine trying to get rid of that. I mean, it's permanent, right?
Yeah, that laser it off.
17% would say we strongly discourage anyone from getting a tattoo from those that obviously have a tattoo.
Oh, okay.
And just over half of parents would neither encourage or discourage. Right, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, do what you want, kids.
Do what you want.
At
what age?
Yeah, once you're over 18.
13-year-old daughter. So, Mum, I'm thinking about getting
getting a tattoo right in the middle of my back. Go for it. Do what you like. No, I would not. 13, thank you very much. I am being sarcastic, just clarifying.
No, I'm glad you did.
I will not let my 13-year-old child get a tattoo.
We'll have emails tomorrow.
I know.
Right now, text through 0429 985 985. Do you have a tattoo? How many? Yes or no with
Can't wait
a number.
To see if these stats match up.
We want to know. Do you have a tattoo? Yay or nay? Text us 0429 985 985 and how many you had. Now
you were shooketh.
I was.
At the poll results.
I truly was.
When Australia as a whole was polled of how many people have tattoos. I'm shook at the results we've gotten.
Well, which should we reveal first?
I think you reveal the actual stats of Australia first.
Okay. So this is what the actual stats are. The stats. 1 in 5 Australians have a tattoo. 1 in 5. So that's 19% of Australians.
Which I thought it would be higher than 19%.
Right? Because it's so popular now.
Especially these days.
Absolutely.
And you
crazy.
Even look for this is the most recent study you could find.
This is the most recent. So there was an older one done in 2016, which said that only 14%. So we have gone up 5%.
Yeah.
But,
which is quite a lot.
Yes, yeah.
Which
and
shows
what,
the increasing popularity.
Yeah, exactly. And females alone, it's 24%.
So more females have tattoos than males. Really?
I know. That's surprising.
Do you reckon it's females usually just have like one smaller one? When males would tend to go for bigger ones?
I'm trying to look at the rest of the stats that I've got here. Trying to see if I can answer your question. Yeah. I can say, look, just a few more stats for you. 20% of Australians got their first tattoo aged in their mid-30s or older.
Oh, yeah.
40. Now, let's get into numbers now, okay?
Okay.
So how many tattoos do people want and get? 48% have one tattoo. So it's almost like you'd say 50. 50% of the population get one and they're done. 30% have 2 to 3 tattoos. So that's you.
Yep.
15% have between 4 and 9.
Wow.
And just a little 7% have 10 or more.
Well, Bronte texted in.
Yeah.
Her grandma has 12 tattoos and started getting them at 65.
Wow.
How brilliant is that?
Wow.
It's so cool.
Because that's what they say. They're like, oh, well, that's what I've been told.
Yep.
As a young lad. Oh, you don't know how that's going to look when you're in your 70s.
Well, get it when you're in your 70s and you'll be right.
You know exactly how it's going to look.
Okay. I have the results of our poll.
Okay.
Now,
I like to trust our one more. It's fresher.
It's fresher.
It's recent.
So it's only WA.
It doesn't
just
matter.
People who listen to us. Okay. So 55% of our audience have got tattoos.
Wow.
And 45% do not.
See, when I, without looking at any stats,
yep.
I thought to myself, how many people have it? And I thought to myself, it would be in the 40s.
Yeah, I would have thought so, 30s or 40s.
Because so many people. Like, Talana doesn't have any. I don't have any. Well, I'm looking at it. Do you have a...
No.
I was like, you sneaky.
she waited a second. No tattoos for Talana. None for you.
Yeah.
One for me. So 33.333% recurring
of
our drive team have got tattoos.
Okay. But around the office, it's probably about 55%, though. That's quite high.
No, yeah, I don't think 55% of our office do.
Hey, look, I also want to know, though, the most amount of tattoos on one person right now listening.
Okay, listening, so not the 12 on Bronte's grandma.
Can we get more than 12?
Okay, let's see how we go.
0429 985 985. How many tattoos do you have? We're going to try and beat 12. When will you stop tattoos-wise?
Oh, me?
Yeah, because you've got 3.
I got 3. I think I'm done.
You think you're done?
Yeah.
Done, dusted? Did you think that after 2, though?
Yeah. Because well, the first one I got was really small.
Yeah.
Then the second one I got was really big. And I was like, okay, I think I'm done now. And then I wasn't.
See, that's why...
It's just so expensive.
But you keep going. Everyone that I know that's had at least one,
yeah,
they have kept going.
Yeah,
I think... And they're never satisfied. They're like, I want more.
I thought I did, but for now, no. I'm okay for now.
Okay, we'll have this conversation in a year.
Yeah, I'll
let you
know that.
So I've got 5.
Well, because I've only had this most recent one, like 3 months.
Okay, so that's fresh. You're not over it yet.
Yeah, I'm not over it yet.
Do you ever look down and go, I don't really like that anymore?
No, I do the opposite.
Good.
Like, especially the big one on my arm.
You
like,
love
it's
it more now than before.
It's so pretty. Mm. So I'm always like looking at it, look at the fine detail. I'm like, she's amazing. So I always look at it.
Oh, the tattoo artist.
The tattoo artist. Right, I thought I didn't call my no, my tattoo, I don't call a she. Has no name.
Is the other one a boy?
No. The tattoo artist.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.